of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, aren't we, Jared? Yes, we are.
Okay. We are streaming live.
It is the 20th, it's Inauguration Day. 2021, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, that's right, today is an inauguration day, and I believe it starts at noon back in the East Coast, so it'd be like 9 o'clock here. But good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning, everybody, and good morning, Carl and Jared, and everybody in the gang here. KCNR 96.5 FM, again, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Jump online if you care to make any comments in the chat pack. You can go to KCNR1460.com and or join us live at 605-4567. Now, the weather, sunny today with a high near 67 and overnight lows of 38. Partly sunny tomorrow with our highs of 60. Slight chance of showers Thursday night with a low of 38. Friday calls for chance of showers once again with a high of 55 and overnight lows of 38. Saturday sunny with a high of 58. Saturday night mostly clear with a low of 35. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793, 7:06 in the morning. And do you want to go through some headlines?
Well, I'm just saying today's inauguration is going to be totally different than other inaugurations in the past. First of all, there's not going to be hundreds of thousands of people there for the inauguration. There's not going to be the inauguration balls that, you know, people are used to where the president goes to several balls. There is a, I guess you could call it a ceremony or a ball, and it's the Medal of Honor Society. Those who have won the Medal of Honor get together at every inauguration. And usually the president, in almost every case, Obama didn't. Every president attends that that ball to come in and pay his respects to the Medal of Honor recipients. President Obama didn't do that. But Vice President Biden attended, one of them. But they're not going to have any of those, it looks like. There's going to be, everything's going to be online or on TV. And you've got Garth Brooks, says he's going to be entertaining. He says, look, this ain't about politics. He said, this is about trying to pull the country together. And I thought, well, because I don't think Garth Brooks was a big supporter of Joe Biden.
Well, whatever. What he's trying to do is...
Yeah.
I don't want to live in a world of...
Of constant battle. If we can... If me singing tonight helps to kind of start healing this huge divide...
And the music can do that. Now, Dr. Allison Escalante, a pediatrician who lives in Naperville, has decided she will not watch the inauguration live with her two sons, age 11 and 9, though she describes her children as little patriots who, quote, care deeply about democracy, quote. She plans to watch the festivities live and show her children clips later. She is wary of the effects of children unexpectedly taking in violent images. So these are just some of the headlines.
I have some more. Protesters set fires and hurled bricks in a day-long assault on our city hosting the inauguration, registering the rage against the new president in a series of clashes that led to more than 200 arrests. Police used pepper sprays and stun grenades to prevent the chaos from spilling into the formal procession and evening balls. So there was things being burnt, all these things, on Inauguration Day. Of course, that was Trump's inauguration.
Now we need. Oh,
that was Trump's inauguration.
Really?
Yeah, that's what. In the National Mall, police gave chase to over 100 protesters who smashed the windows of downtown business, destroying businesses, throwing objects at people through windows. A large percentage of small group was armed with crowbars and hammers. Six officers suffered injuries. So. Yeah, that was when Trump was. Anyway, so this inauguration is different. They're putting a lot of flags, and you have the National Guard.
Yes.
Surrounding the area, so
more National Guard than usual.
Well, 20,000 of them, so that's quite a few. Even though they've removed 12 for questionable activity.
Well, Trump announced 143 pardons and commutations in last hours. Shock, reverse, own anti-corruption executive order. These are some of the headlines, by the way. Let's see. Feinstein defends Cruz, Hawley over Electoral College objections. You know, this is the Trump Israel. You know what? I have to say this. We have some friends that are not just here, but live elsewhere that are Israeli Americans. And they loved Trump. And they're worried. They're very worried.
Well, here's some of the things that Joe Biden has said he's going to do as soon as he gets in. He's ending the wall. He'll declare an immediate termination of funding for border wall construction. He also revoked Trump's previous order that directed aggressive immigration enforcement. Said the move will allow for the Department of Homeland Security and other agencies to set civil immigration enforcement policies that best protect the American people in line with our values and priorities. The next thing, he's set to preserve and fortify the Obama-era DACA program, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which allows people to come to the United States as children and request deferred immigration enforcement. The Trump administration has sought to end that program. Now, Biden has set up an executive order that will put an end to Trump's Muslim ban. Trump in 2017 signed an executive order suspending entry into U.S. for individuals from mostly Muslim countries, Sudan, Syria, Libya, Somalia, Yemen, and Iran. It was updated later that to include North Korea and Venezuela. They expanded again to include an additional 6 countries. They will repeal this Trump's order and instructs the State Department to restart visa processing for affected countries in an effort to restore fairness and remedy the harms caused by the bans. They also said he would strengthen screening and vetting for travelers by enhancing information sharing with foreign governments. And a further review of other Trump administration extreme vetting practices. He's going to sign an executive order Wednesday to revoke the Trump administration's plan to exclude non-citizens from the census and appointment of congressional representatives. Biden's move will also ensure the Census Bureau has time to complete an accurate population count for each state, which he will then present to Congress. He will re-engage with the World Health Organization. He will work with WHO and our partners to strengthen and reform the organization's support to COVID-19 health and humanity. Now, it's WHO that just parroted everything the Chinese said and said, oh, this wasn't bad, and is totally corrupt at the top. And then we're going back into the Paris Climate Accord. Yes.
Well, I want to do a little,
I've got some more here, but this is just great.
Okay, Marco Rubio.
Uh-huh.
He is on a platform at the moment. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio has given a thumbs down to President-elect Joseph Biden's draft amnesty, saying that everyone must first have a chance to get a good job in post-corona economy. Before we deal with immigration, he says, we need to deal with COVID. Make sure everyone has the chance to find a good job, and then confront the threat from China.
Well, now the Biden has said there will be 100 million doses in the first 100 days of his presidency. So, what if he doesn't do that? Does that mean his presidency's failed? Somebody brought that up. One of the liberal news anchors brought that up.
Chuck Todd
said, well, he starts off with a failure then. Whoa, was he attacked over that by? Anyway, so, but also Biden has said that he is going to roll back Trump's environmental actions, including revocation of Trump's presidential proclamations and actions signed that McCarthy claims do not serve the U.S. national interests. Revoked the presidential permit granted to the Keystone XL pipeline. And that's only like immediately 12,000 people out of jobs. He will take a broad executive order that takes steps that are imperative to address our climate crisis and will create good union jobs. Did you get that? Good union jobs. Not just jobs, but good union jobs. What if you don't want to join a union? Does that mean you can't have a good job? Oh, and advance environmental justice. That's environmental justice. That's great.
Melania leaves office. This is according to Drudge. Leaves office as least popular first lady. Well, you know why? Nobody ever, I just never saw her on a magazine cover. The woman speaks five languages. She's beautiful. She was quiet. You know, of course, one of these things, one of the reports came out about what a potty mouth that she was. Big deal.
Oh, like Hillary? Oh.
No, I'm just saying big deal.
Yeah.
All right. That she was such a, she was so, I don't know, she was gracious and grateful, or graceful is what I thought. But, of course she's going to be the least, what, you know, from the time Donald Trump took office, even before that, he's been nothing but, I mean, hacked to death from the, I'm surprised a man is still walking. You know what I mean? Every part of it, anything you could do, it's been so, it's been demonic. Well, okay, let's just say that it doesn't help that he, you know, tweeted like a, he did do some idiotic tweets. He stirred the, you know what, all the time.
Yeah, he did.
And he offended everybody. And it was hard to even sit back and listen or watch, truthfully. But look who he, do you like who he got into the justice, or justices?
Yes. He did a lot of things that were very positive for the country, and in my opinion, and you know, others may not think that, but I know one thing that is positive: a good night's sleep.
Oh, we've gone past
a good night's sleep.
That's right.
Well,
and we
will
are
wake you up the next morning. When you wake up, you are ready to take on the world.
That's right, and it is a proven fact, and the studies have been many studies done about the fact that your sleep is how that you face the world. And if you get good sleep, and how your, you know, your organs, your body, your mind, all of these things as far as healing, as we get older especially, we need that deep sleep at all ages, actually. And so we have taken apart our Sleep Number recently and just really appreciate how the pipes, the tubes go in, and that way we can do our different Sleep Number settings, and we watch, you know, taking apart to see how it works. So my Sleep Number setting, I've been kind of hanging out at 55.
My Sleep Number setting is 60 and sometimes 55 and sometimes 50, depending on what kind of night it is, but you can do that. You do not have to compromise on the number when you're sleeping, Sleep Number. Right now, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep, and now save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed for a limited time only at the Sleep Number store over there in the Target Shopping Center or sleepnumber.com. Of course, we want you to go over to the Sleep Number store on the at the Target Shopping Center, and so you can lay on the bed and talk to the people and see why Sleep Number has been rated number one and two in its category by Consumer Reports. We'll be right back.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne.
We're talking about me showing up for the inauguration.
I said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. Cause I got friends in
love. Welcome back to Creek Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. That's right. The fear in President Biden's eyes when I stepped up.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by...
I have friends in little places, Joe.
In all places.
In all places.
With the whiskey flows, that's for sure. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the nation's top 50 top cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health and as fully accredited as a chest pain center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here, sponsoring this portion of the show.
All right. Moving on. Hey, people, if you're listening to the show and you're drug users, if
what
you're
kind
listening
of drugs?
To the show and you're drug users,
recreational gummy bears.
No, I'm not talking about the gummy bears. God knows, not the gummy bears.
Well, what are we
users? Well, these are people that are on powders and stuff because three people were found dead from an overdose.
Ooh.
On Park Mania Drive day before yesterday. And I saw on, you remember Rachie used to work for us?
Yeah.
Okay. She put something on Facebook that said, watch out. Powders, it seems like, have been dusted with fentanyl, and that's what they think happened to these
so
three people.
So is it like cocaine?
Well, it's cocaine and fentanyl mixed.
Yeah, so people are snorting it, yeah, and then, okay.
That's what it looks like. I mean, I did, you know, you get it on Facebook, but this is what she said, and Richie's pretty much in connection with a lot of different people.
Yeah.
So what she says is if you're using this drug of choice, and it doesn't mean that you are, I mean, there's lots of people out there that probably use cocaine that we have no idea about.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like maybe some fentanyl's gotten into it.
No,
so
I've obviously.
Beware, fentanyl will kill you in a heartbeat. So that was a public service announcement, and let's go to Nick.
Hey, good morning. You know, if people want to use drugs legally, all they have to do is go to Oregon. I was talking to a guy that sells the CBDs, and he said everything's legal up there.
I think you can shoot heroin there legally.
Oh, boy, I could shoot some heroin addicts up there. Not really. That was a joke. Hey, listen, I wanted to talk about something else.
Okay.
You know, I see that the left is calling us a bunch of Nazis and racists and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's been for the last 4 years.
Well, you know what? I'm making the case that they're the Nazis. When they take away our fair news media, when they just show one side of it, when they're punishing people for trying to express their opinion, deplatforming them, and all that kind of stuff, they are, in fact, burning the books just like the Nazis did.
Can't help but agree with that.
Well, I just think we need to be very, very sensitive and not use the Nazi terminology at all. That's just my feeling. I we're going to the extreme. Yes, we feel like we're in the extreme, but there were people bodies being burned because of their. And it's just not the same. Let's be careful of throwing around the Nazi term.
And I thoroughly agree with that, Linda, except for one thing. They've used, and I say they. And it's usually been the liberal side of the news and the commentators that use that term so much that it's unfortunately lost the horror of what the true Nazis were. The re-education camps, the extermination camps, the killing of millions and millions of people. People, when they use that term Nazi, don't realize just how evil that is. And so they use it for anything. Soup Nazi. You know?
That's absolutely right. But you know what? We don't have any idea how the current group of leftists that are trying to take over this country, how bad they're going to get it. As a matter of fact, Katie Couric said we need to go to re-education camps. I mean, we're getting pretty bad. Maybe we should call them junior Nazis for right now. But I wanted to move on to something else. I'm going to have a computer guy on my show Sunday morning. And he's going to tell us how we can get away from Google Chrome, Google, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and where you can go and how to set it up. And I would emphasize doing that. You said something last week that troubled me, Carl. You said that the comments on the record searchlight were taking off because of how vile they got on there. And I go to them every day. I did when they were there. And that's not true, Carl. They weren't vile a bit. They used to be a little over the top when you could use an acronym instead of your real name. But at least a year ago, they made it to where you had to use your real name, and that settled them down tremendously.
Can you make comments on stories on the record searchlight?
Yes, I did.
No, I mean now.
No, comments anywhere on there.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's another way of censoring our opinions. Or information we have. I get a lot of information off of comments. They even, you know, put sites up there, and you go to sites and verify them. But that being said, you know, you can compare that to your chat room. How many comments do you get on there that you have to delete? I know a few, but they're not over the top.
I would say less than 5%. And I can usually tell you who they're from.
Yeah, you censored some of mine.
Oh, I would never do that.
But they were just jokingly, you know. I mean, they weren't over the top. Now, if you want to see some over the top comments and the people that were over the top on the record searchlight, you need to go no further than a news cafe.
Oh, well, that's true. News
and
cafe
you go
gets
to
there,
Brad Gobert and Stephen Towers especially, and there's a few others on there, and, you know, if I owned a paper, I wouldn't let them.
Well, that's... That's up to Donnie. It's a private enterprise. We got to run. Got to run. You've had your 5 minutes of fame.
Thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. Good. Bye. Good luck with your show on Sunday.
Thanks.
You know what?
Thinking about purchasing an electric car. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And, you know, it could be up to $20,000. If I know people that are buying electric cars. Now, of course, the charging stations may be, you know, harder to find. However, if you're using it in city, you can plug it into your house or other places in the charging stations. Yes, the electricity for that is coming from natural gas and other carbon fuels, but we don't have to worry because President Biden is going to fix that. He's going to take us off carbon fuels and put us right into renewable energy. He said he would. What did you have?
Well, after the break, I have a positive story.
Great.
I would like to share with our listening world. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. You know, we always welcome your comments. So do give us a call at 605-4567, and we'd love to put you on the air and talk about it. We'll
there
be right
go.
Back.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. From Reading, Yamaha Ski-Doo. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged folks used to call me Patchy. Papa used to tease me about it. Of course, deep down inside, he was hurt. Because he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. But he did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. All life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulders, and in tears he said,
Patches,
I'm depending on you, son.
All right, Patches is where, oh, I remember this song. Ugh, where's that music today? Well, you have to go back and find it, but that's why I said, you got to play some Patches, and this is why.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM. Go ahead, give us our station.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone line 0605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Remember we had those horrific mudslides in California in the Santa Barbara area? I mean, it feels like that
they
was
followed the horrific fires.
It feels like it was a decade ago. But here's the story I just want to share with you. We don't know whether cats have truly nine lives, but the tale of a California calico named Patches is something straight of the song. The cat came back, except for the very next day part. Patches went missing in January 2018 when a mudslide demolished the home she shared with owner Josie Gower. So, unfortunately, this woman, Josie Gower, did not make it out alive. They surmised that the cat was also a goner, but 3 years later, the cat came back. After wandering the streets for a time, Patches wound up at the Animal Shelter Assistance Program, thanks to a microchip registered in Gower's name. The shelter staff was able to locate Gower's daughter, Brianna, who in turn alerted a Borgatello to Patches' miraculous return. When cat and man were reunited for a poignant New Year's Eve reunion, Patches recognized Borgatello immediately. There wasn't a dry eye in the house. So it was on the 3-year anniversary of her mother's passing. Felt like a message from heaven. And I look for these stories because, you lose your mother in a mudslide. The partner gets out. Well, the partner then can reunite with this cat that they think is dead. And it's just interesting. Like so many of the cats that fled, more so cats, it seems, than dogs. When the fires happened in Paradise and around the wildlife, how much wildlife we've lost. But I think that that's truly a great story with, and how important it is to chip your animals. That cat would have never been found if he hadn't been microchipped.
Well, this is what we talk about all the time, is having him chipped so that if an animal's picked up by Haven Humane's people or the other, the share, you know, if there's another organization out there too, they run a chip locator on them. And then they can find the people's owner so they can bring it back right then. Sometimes they don't even know the animal's gone and they bring it back. So, hey, want to make yourself happy? I mean, really happy. The Mega Millions is up to almost $1 billion. $987 million is Mega Millions.
What's the number again?
It's 900.
Is that the largest ever?
$970 million. It's the longest running that it hasn't been. It has not been. The numbers weren't selected. And that was after last night's drawing. So I'm trying to figure out when's the next time. Anyway, you can have the option of the one-time lump sum payment or an annuity paid out over the case. An annuity paid out over the course of about 30 years. Yeah, nudity. I'm right into that one. The cash option is estimated at about $716 million. Now, it's already entered the rarefied territory as it soared to an estimated $850 million then, so now it's up to $970 million. The Tuesday's night drawing produced millions of winning tickets at other prize levels. However, it fell short of finding a ticket to match the five white balls, 10, 19, 26, 28, and 50, plus the gold mega ball, 60. Those are the ones I play all the time.
Those are the exact ones
I play all the time.
Do you? No, I go in and I get $5 and I have them. I don't pick my favorite numbers. I used to do all 20s, cross the line, 20s. But that's what I usually do if I'm going to go play. What is it with when you go to the casino and you play and you do the numbers? What's that called?
Bingo.
Oh, you know, when you're sitting there and they used to walk around and.
Keno.
Okay. So, but I will go in and just have them do a quick pick.
There have been 35.4 million winning tickets at other prize levels during this stretch, including 60 worth at least $1 million. So just think, you got five numbers of it, but you didn't get the sixth. You could, might have won $1 million. Anyway.
So am I going to look in your wallet and see some kind of, like, secret little, like, pockets that you've been buying?
Yeah. It's better to find lotto tickets than condoms. So you may find the lotto. Lotto tickets. You'll never find the other.
What is today? Nasty Wednesday comments. Hey, you know, I got to say this a quote when I'm going on this positive energy thing. If you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain. A quote by Dolly Parton, who turns 75. Gosh, she's just a wonderful woman, and I got to meet her, fortunately, backstage with a drummer that I used to work with out of Nashville now by the name of Chuck Tilley. Toured and worked with her. So I believe I was living either in Sacramento or Redding at the time, and so she was at the Civic, Redding. Before it went into the Golden One, Arco Arena. And she was just like, I felt like, oh, I'm taking time. I took a picture with her. Of course, I wish I didn't have a hat on and my glasses and my coat and all that other stuff. But anyway, so she said, no, well, come back here. I think you can do a better one. And I thought, you know what? And she wears costume. She has like rehearsal wardrobe. He never saw her ever on tour without looking like Dolly Parton.
What does Dolly Parton smell like? Do you remember?
Smell like?
Yeah, I mean, does she use perfume? I mean,
I don't know.
I picture her having kind of a really nice kind of citrusy type of perfume.
Backstage, it was a VIP invite, and I felt like I was dressed in a way that I didn't understand what was going to be happening. You know, I just was like, hurry up, get backstage. And like I said, I had these tinted glasses and a hat and a big old fluffy, like, coat, and here she was in all her glory, and I took a picture with the drummer and her, and then she and I.
That's cool, though.
And she was just so, couldn't be, what you see is what you get.
Well, she's always been like that.
And it was such a spiritual show. I sat there and just thought, oh, my God, I cried in the show. She's just so wonderful. Anyway, so thank you, Dolly, for always, coming. There's a person who came. She did have a strong family unit, but came from, like, holes in the you know, stuffed newspaper in back in the cabins and the hollers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Up there where Dollyville is now.
No shoes.
Up in Pigeon Forge. Yeah. I mean, those are back in the hills up there. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, one of Linda's favorite resting areas there. She's driving around while she's shopping, and she goes, well, you
resting
know, I need a rest
area
here. I need a safe area where nobody can, you know, where I can just go in and be happy. And so she goes to Four Winds Jewelry.
Safe area.
2225 Hilltop Drive right
killing
there.
Me.
It is not safe for me, but it is safe for Linda. The only full service jewelry store in Redding. You can give them a call at 222-2750, but they have it all there, and really great people at really super prices. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back. 7:45 in the morning, 45 degrees out there and clear. Tomorrow, looks like we're going to get some rain. So, we'll be right back.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14. 60.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, arts, and Women of Vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Here's the reimagined Nissan Rogue.
Here you come again, just when I've begun to get
welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 of Your Talk Radio. Do you love this song?
Anything that Dolly sings is fine with me.
And of course, she writes everything.
I remember her telling the story how she did that 9 to 5, how she, when she did the, you know, the song 9 yeah. to 5, and how she was, and how she got the rhythm and the music for it. She did it with her fingernails
right.
by rubbing her finger. Have you ever rubbed your fingernails? It makes little yeah. sounds. Yeah. Just like that. That's how she got the,
yeah.
That's how she got the tune
yeah.
for 9 to 5
yeah.
on her fingernails.
Yeah.
She was just thinking about it, and then she wrote it down. Oh, my God, this woman is just...
You know, of course, she's anyway. So prolific, and, you know, Chuck was saying that you know, she calls all hours of the night. She just writes and writes and writes, and, of course, she's so into books and
married to the same guy.
Children's
for like
books,
50
and
years.
She's just an amazing woman. Yeah. Anyway, so also from
she
that
She also
era-
said that because people look at Dolly because of her big hair, which is all wigs, because she's got brown hair. That she and her husband could be in an RV, which they travel in an RV.
Uh-huh.
People don't recognize her.
Yeah. She's...
People don't recognize Dolly Parton.
That's exactly right. Now, also from that area in Nashville, Tennessee, I want to tell you that we really do have something very interesting. If you are into numbers and what a palindrome is, today will be the inauguration of the first string of palindrome dates this year, beginning with 1-2021. And ending with 1-29-21. It will also mark the first inauguration day in America history that falls on a rare 7-digit palindrome date, according to the Farmer's Almanac. Now, I have a question for our listeners. I know the Farmer's Almanac was really a big deal, and God, I've just been feeling so old lately. Like, I have been thinking about, you know, I'm 62, so I'm a 70s girl. And I, you know, we drank from the hoses. We didn't have bottled water. We didn't go to salons and have our nails and our, when I was in high school, we didn't go to drive-through coffee places. We didn't have our hair streaked in professional salons. There were, you know, not in high school.
Oh, not in high school.
No,
when
now
you
it's
went
just,
to high school.
Okay. It's, you know, and we didn't have cell phones and we did daring things and we took chances.
Rode bicycles without helmets.
And I still want to ride a bicycle without a helmet. So anyway, the Farmer's Almanac, you know, I remember Plant by the Moon, different things. The next one isn't for 1,000 years, on January 20th, 3021. Wednesday's 7-digit palindrome is one of 26 such dates in the 21st century. Of course, a palindrome, and you spell it palin and then drome, is a word, verse, sentence, or number that reads the same backwards and forwards.
So if you look at 1-20-20-21, it reads exactly the same backwards.
And this year is filled with 22 palindrome dates, which is remarkable because there are only 2 years in a century where this can happen.
Well, it's because the Democrats were elected. This is why the Democrats were elected, and now we have palindromes.
Oh, okay. What,
right
what else can I say?
Jared shaking his head up and down? Yeah,
what
of
else
course.
Can I say?
Yes, sir,
another
up and down.
Another stretch of palindrome dates this year will start December 1st, jump-starting 9 consecutive days. Wow, you guys. 9 consecutive days filled with 5-digit palindromes. Now, I guess it's at a time, I guess you would go to your numerologist, your astrologist. Does that mean, like, that's a great time to get married, a great time to buy a business, a great time to do something because of all these numbers?
Great time to buy 500 acres in Wyoming.
Well, you
and
know,
make it into and make it into a like a place where you can be there, where everything is cut off, and you put a big fence around it. There is a good time to do that during these times.
All right.
Have your own compound. That's what
you
I was
know,
looking for.
I will say
I was
that
thinking coven, but that's the wrong word.
The Chinese philosophy about feng shui is very, very serious. And of course, Kung Hui Fat Choi is coming up. You know, I was in Costco yesterday, and they had a beautiful tequila that was like this glass dragon. So I'm not sure what year of the zodiac will be this year, the year of. I thought it was the year of the ox, but I need to look that up. But, you know, have had living in Hong Kong. You know, I was there for 2 years. And it's very important about where the building, the door, the bedroom, the feng shui energy is just a very huge thing in their culture. And it should be in ours in kind of a way.
Well,
we're
feng shuiing it.
I know you got me feng shui for dummies at some used bookstore.
Well, you know what?
I read
it. First of all, it wasn't at a used book. It was.
Yeah.
It's at Cal Books, Cal's Books.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Robert, people ask, where's Robert? Robert's not here today, you know, our little movie, mm-hmm. our young movie critic, because he's in quarantine for being exposed to COVID. So that's where he is. He'll be back next week. When I win the $1 billion mm-hmm. in the lotto, okay, I just want to tell you, Jared, you may not have to work again, son. Not that you've been working up to now, but you may not have to worry about it for the rest of your life. People who have been listening to us for 10 years since the very beginning, Sun Gold, that, and you can prove it, Sun Gold, you're all going to be making money too. I'm just going to set up a big fund for people that have, you know, been working with us, been listening to us for the whole time. So, I'm going to set up a permanent fund that just from the interest on the money can pay for more police and more sheriffs. What do you think about that, deputies? I'm going to provide little houses in for all the homeless down in Churn Creek Bottom. I'm going to buy the land.
It's not funny, Carl.
I am. I'm going to buy the land, and I will build a little housing community of little houses down in Churn Creek Bottom for all those people down there. See, they don't have to. And each one of those little houses have a little garden plot because they say it's the best farmland around. Mm. So I'm going to buy, you know, so they can have little farms, you know, they can grow little things they want. They can grow, you know, tomatoes and cucumbers and pot down there. But it's all going to be in the Churn Creek Bottom area.
You know, you have the strangest sense of humor sometimes.
Some people will find that really amusing.
And people literally believe you. So.
Well, first of all, you better start believing me. But I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't worry about it till I win the big lotto. Okay.
So, does this mean today?
But if you want to worry about it, please worry about it.
No, I would suggest if you're going to buy a ticket, go to Tobacco and Brew and get your ticket. Because if you win, they get a percentage of it. So you want to kind of really think about where you're going to buy your ticket.
That's right.
You want if you frequent a place that sells lottery. And you know those people are going to benefit from it. You think about that. So, you know, Shelley from Tobacco and Brew has been so wonderful in partnering with us for 10 years. And it was they've gone
2143 Hilltop Drive. They're open right now. So go on down. If you win, they win if you win the big one, they get like $1 million.
They get a percentage. So that's where I'm going to go.
Well, we're going to buy them there. So now, when you hear that it's been drawn, and it was drawn at Redding, California, in Tobacco and Brew. Okay, this would be the worst thing, is if you find out that it was drawn in Redding, California, at Tobacco and Brew, and it wasn't your ticket.
No. I would be so.
Okay, switch microphones. Obviously, that the fix we had only lasts so long. So, anyway, when we come back, we've got the sheriff's office with us. Sheriff McGreeny's not here, but one of his chief deputies is here joining us afterwards. So, Sun Gold, I hope that made you feel really good knowing that you're going to be included in this when I win the big lotto. I'd like my piece to have a mountain backstop so we can have a long-range rifle range, 1 mile or even greater distance. I like it. I like that. So we'll have to build a there's so many things we could do in Redding with $850 million, I would think. The only problem with it is that you're still living in California. Is there a way to move Redding into Texas? I think that'd be a great idea. Anyway, hey, we'll be right back after the messages with the Sheriff's Office.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Within the past hour, a long caravan of police vehicles and numerous black SUVs with their blue and red lights flashing snaked its way through the closed streets of Washington, delivering President-elect Biden and his entourage to the U.S. Capitol, where in about 1 hour, Mr. Biden will be sworn in as the 46th President of the United States. We get more in this live update from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Rich, Biden arrived on Capitol Hill after attending a morning church service here in Washington with family and some members of Congress. The scene at the Capitol is set for the inauguration ceremony and swearing in of a new president and vice president. It's a chilly but bright sunny day here in the nation's capital. The main platform already filling up with top government officials and VIPs, including Vice President Mike Pence. But there's no crowd on the National Mall because of COVID restrictions and more recently extra security measures put in place. Earlier today, President Trump left the White House and delivered remarks at a departure ceremony at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland.
What we've done has been amazing by any standard.
The president then boarded Air Force One, which landed in Florida just a few minutes ago. Mr. Trump refused to invite Joe Biden to the White House or to attend the inauguration, but he did follow at least one tradition. The White House says he left behind a personal note for Biden. Back at the U.S. Capitol, the ceremony will soon begin, featuring Biden taking the oath of office from Chief Justice John Roberts and the inaugural address. Rich?
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting live. On Wall Street, stocks on the rise again, climbing toward fresh records on stronger-than-expected earnings reports. There's also optimism that an economic recovery is on the way. Right now, the Dow up 215 points, the Nasdaq 216 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park, Rome, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Bracket animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Other license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A former British prime minister has some scathing criticism of current Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
It's not the first time Theresa May has criticized the government's decision to reduce the aid spending target, or denounced its threat, later dropped, to break international law by going back on a treaty. But the former Prime Minister has chosen the day of Joe Biden's inauguration to issue a sharp rebuke. Theresa May says a new administration in Washington should again allow the UK and US to rally around shared values in a leadership role. But she has a blunt message. Mrs. May says the world does not owe Britain a prominent place on the global stage, and it's actions that matter.
That's the BBC's Ben Wright. Thai officials have filed criminal charges against a popular former politician, accusing him of defaming the monarchy by broadcasting criticism of government efforts to secure supplies of coronavirus vaccine. Townhall.com. Ford and Mazda being ordered to recall millions more vehicles because of potentially hazardous Takata airbags.
The automakers have been resisting a recall, instead telling the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration that 3 million vehicles between model years 2006 and 2012 are safe because of an added chemical to absorb moisture in airbag inflators, presumably making them less likely to explode. But NHTSA disagrees, giving them 30 days to schedule a recall on Ford Rangers, Fusions, Lincoln Zephyrs, MKXs, and Mazda B-Series pickup trucks. Takata Airbag airbags have caused at least 27 deaths worldwide and some 400 injuries. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Polk County, Florida sheriff's deputy is under arrest for allegedly threatening to kill federal officials following this month's riot at the U.S. Capitol. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hey.
Yes, it is. And welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 20th of January 2021, Inauguration Day, and it's a palindrome, which means you can, if you look at it backwards, it reads the same frontwards or backwards. 1-20-2021. Uh-huh. And
factoid for the day.
Yeah. There's, yeah,
a little factoid.
There's more. It happens again in like 8,000 years or something. Today, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda's here with the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's going to be a sunny day with a high of 67 and overnight lows of 38. Thursday calls for partly sunny with a high of 60 and overnight lows. Looks like we might have a slight chance of showers with our overnight lows of 38. Friday calls for chance of showers with a high of 55 and overnight lows of 38. Saturday, 58 and sunny with mostly clear sky Saturday night. Sunday showers, looks like 48 and Sunday evening rain and then chance of showers again. So it looks like we've, wow, we look at Monday and Tuesday, chance of showers. That's good. We need it. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They're located in Anderson. This is a veteran-owned, a locally-owned business. They do wonderful things for our community. Shasta Gas Propane. Senior and veteran discounts always. 365-3793.
And if you know where our offices are, or our studio is, with our window on the world, you may want to not be on your cell phone, or and you make sure you have your
seatbelts
on. Yeah, you just might. And I'm not going to say why, but you just might want to do that.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Anyway, 8:07 in the morning, we have with us Sheriff Eric McGreeny.
Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Thanks for having me on again.
Right.
And I do appreciate the hump day. That was a joke we had months and months ago, and he remembers when I come on, so I appreciate that.
And Tim Mapes is with us here, the new PIO, Public Information Officer, and we'll be getting to Tim here in a little bit. But Tim used to work over at the Health and Human Services until they refused to give him a vaccination, and he quit.
I knew Tim looked familiar. I was like, why? Get a shirt on him. I'm thrown off, yes.
Carrie Shooty.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding. Aren't I? I mean, okay, never mind. Sheriff.
Yes, sir.
So in the last month, what's happened?
Oh.
This is January. We're starting into a new year.
Yeah, it's it's been an interesting month. It's been an interesting year, and well, interesting 2020, and now even a more interesting 2021. But for the last month, obviously we had the holidays. So I hope you guys, I haven't talked to you since, or
it's been a while
since that. So I hope everyone had a good holiday season, and we are keeping the pedal down at the sheriff's office and trying to, again, do as much as we can. I think since last time we talked at the last board meeting, which was on the 15th of December, the board voted to purchase us a new building for they're off Lockheed near the airport for a patrol operations center and emergency operations center. So that's going to be a very, very positive thing for our office, because where they are now is just a deplorable building. It really is.
Now, let me see if I understand this right. Not only is it going to be, are you going to be there?
No, the administrative center will stay where it is. They're on Park Marina.
Okay. So we're talking about all the patrol operations.
So,
but it's also going to be the emergency operations center, isn't
correct,
it?
Correct, yes.
And that's where the REU and everybody else gets involved. Is
yeah, so
right?
REU, what I understand is the city is doing their own at the REU building, is my understanding.
Okay.
We will have ours, And therefore, times of emergency, like unfortunately, we've seen that all too often with with the fires and then Snowmageddon. So, in situations such as that, where we declare a local emergency or we're standing up phone lines and information centers and things like that, that's where this will come into place. So, it's a central place where you get everybody in the same room, so you're not having
it's a combat operations center.
Right,
the way we would set it up, so everything feeds into there.
Exactly.
And, your intelligence, your where people, you know, the logistics, everything feeds into one spot, so you can have a good idea about what's happening and how you can move your people.
Exactly, and that's the best way to describe it. And then on the patrol side, it's just so important because, you know, again, like I said, where they are now is not the best of buildings, facilities.
Where are they?
They're down off Breslauer on Veterans Lane. And it's just a, you know, just the ingress egress there. You know, you're traveling. You got the railroad track, so if you got a train coming through town, you got to hop on 273. You're delayed. If you have to go the other route, you're going through a residential area and past, you know, Bonneville Elementary School, and it's just, it's not real conducive for that type of operation. So in this new location, again, the ingress egress there will be significantly better. You can jump right on Airport Road, north and south. You can hit Knighton Road to get out to I-5 real quickly. So I think response times would be better, and then a lot more safe. So we're very pleased and thankful that the county is helping us in that effort.
Well, the I really like the idea.
That's movement. That's great movement.
That they're putting everything together so that when we do have a problem, we do have fires and all these things happen, that there's going to be a group of people there that can. They're going to have probably on screens. Everybody's displayed.
Right.
All the units are out there. That we're going to be getting in all the information being fed in from the state and even national, depending on how big the fire is.
Exactly.
So all those things that where you can actually make decisions.
And what's interesting is we learned this. I learned it. It was new to me during the car fire when the National Guard came in. They brought some resources, and we were deploying like. I know I'm going to get it wrong, but I'm going to call it nano trackers. There's some kind of tracking device. It's a little clip-on device that you would click on your pocket, and then you get real-time data. So as this fire's burning and your staff's out in the field, you can see exactly where they are. It maps out with the overhead reconnaissance. So, again, it provides another layer of safety for the staff and real-time intelligence. And
because you'll see if there's somebody not, you know, you'll see if as people are moving, if there's still a person there. We used that in our urban warfare training that we did when we did, you know, we looked into the future, is that everybody had a tracker on them. And watching them move when they're doing an attack in a built-up area. In this case, it was an old hospital down in Oakland, and then watching them move like that. But having the ability to know where your people are, because it also helps if all of a sudden you see three of them in one area, and so why are they there? You know, are they cut off?
Right, exactly,
like that.
And that's exactly right. So, you know, as we saw during the car fire, when we were able to use this technology, just because of where we were, the logistics at that time, we were in a tent with a laptop computer and a little projector projecting on the interior siding of a tent. So this will be a lot more professional, a lot more appropriate than type of setting.
Yeah, with a map on a tree.
Yeah.
With a K-bar holding it there. And saying, you know, hey, we're heading, you know, I want you to envelop this to the right. Yeah. Okay, got that. All right. No, anything like that can help. And then you can run your drones out of there so you can be getting your... of course, I understand there's going to be a drone vehicle that has just been bought by REU.
I haven't heard that from on the city side.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Okay.
Well, okay, well, not with you. But
right.
It would have been from the city side. Because they use drones also to, you know, so they can look at their lines and fires and all those things. But it can also be used by, I think, law enforcement.
Yeah, absolutely. We just got a grant here this last year for, I think it was for the purchase of three drones, I think it was. So we're going to try to get that program up and running soon. And, again, like you said, that information can be fed back to that center. And it doesn't have to be fires. It can be search and rescue efforts. It can be where that'll be a huge asset.
You know, especially in the county.
Where you have a canyon or somebody went hiking or, you know, rock climbing or whatever, and you need to get down there. And before you send a team down with ropes and rappelling, and you can send a drone down, verify whether or not there's a need to go down there to look. So huge asset there. Obviously, we have our EOD or our bomb team and our SWAT team. A lot of times when there's a suspicious device, the only way to check it right now is to have somebody suit up in that big, heavy, that bomb suit and go downrange and inspect it. Well, now...
looks like a bomb to me.
But now you can fly a drone out and you can take a look at it and they can make an assessment. Do I need to then suit up and go down and do a further inspection? So it's going to have a lot of assets, a lot of just a lot of benefit to the staff.
Okay. So. No, a drone is a force multiplier. That's exactly what it is, and it's used under very strict regulations about where you can fly it, how you can fly it, all of these things.
Too. There's licensing through FCC.
It's not going to fly over your backyard and look at your 16-year-old daughter and her girlfriends.
You know? No, not at all.
But that's been a fear for people in the past about drones and just how much. You know, your privacy has been invaded. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's a neighbor that has used a drone, but that is not what is in it and how helpful it can be through the Sheriff's Department. This portion of the show is brought to you by Jeff Wurst, owner of Crackmaster, and he knows the in and outs of windshield repair, anywhere from a few inches to 26 inches he can repair. And, of course, we know that as
little
we go
chips.
From summer to winter, as we crack our windows or turn up the heat and the cold, that can have a severe impact on those chips. So he is located on 273 on Market Street, 3208. So, again, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Go to the real pros.
Okay, we'll be right back with Sheriff McGreeny and Tim Mapes.
General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm on. Oh, well, I just told the sheriff I'd have cookies. But, well, that's what I said. I could, I was at R&R Meats yesterday, and they had, like, checking out. I got Carl the, like, piece de resistance. But they had chocolate donut holes. I almost did it, but I didn't.
I don't know. It's not good for you. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, the premier community-oriented bank around here. Locally owned, locally operated, of course, local board of directors. They have helped so many people in so many ways with the Paycheck Protection Program and many, many more ways. They invite you to experience how they move local dreams forward. Go down to one of their three branches at 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, at 1845 California Street, right here in downtown Reading. And, of course, at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Raley Shopping Center out there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We're here with Sheriff Eric McGreeny and the new Public Information Officer, Tim Mapes, and talking about the new building that the county has bought for the patrol activities. Your headquarters is still where all the, paperwork.
Right.
Like, for concealed carry and all that is still in the same spot.
Exactly. They're at 300 Park Marina Circle, so yeah, our administrative center will stay there. But again, as we already talked about, the patrol and EOC will be moving,
right.
So that's just a definite positive. You mentioned CCWs. We were talking off the air about how crazy classes are right now and everybody trying to get in, and we're still working very diligently to process those. We are backed up just because of the amount of volume of people taking on that responsibility, which is fantastic that people are willing to do that and do so lawfully and responsibly. So just be patient with the staff. They are working as hard as they can, and we're working on that new program we talked about, I think, last time on the show, that I think it's pronounced Permitium.
Yeah.
Something similar to that. So that's an online where you can submit all your forms online, do your payment online.
You can
online,
upload all
your documents.
Upload all the documents now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but that's still going strong. So we're working hard for everyone at that. But I know that there is a little bit of a wait. A lot of the questions I get are, you know, it's once you get that permit in hand, you have to make your appointment within 60 days. And so a lot of times people will wait, you know, a couple weeks, and then they'll call and make their appointment, and their appointment time is out past that 60-day window. Mm-hmm. And then they get concerned, oh, the certificate's only good for 60 days. And just for clarification, you just have to make that appointment within 60 days of completion of the class.
Okay.
If it's on us that we can't get you in within that 60 days because of the volume, that we don't penalize the person for that. That's on us. So
it must be from somebody else's class because we point
you cover
that
out.
you've got to, we tell people, call, you know, tomorrow or the next, you know, or Monday, make your appointment.
Yes.
And however, once you make your appointment, if you're not seen, that's good. You're okay.
Right.
Yeah, you're in.
You're exactly right. So Yep, that's great advice. Call and make that appointment.
How many months out are you again to actually, once somebody makes an appointment, is it three? At one point, it was almost a couple months, right?
Yeah, it was. I think it's around 2 months. I'd have to ask and see where we are right now. I didn't ask that.
Is that because of the interview? Or the paperwork that goes to Sacramento and they don't have a lot of people working at it?
So, yeah, great question. So we're processing that paperwork as quickly as we can. We've hired retired annuitants to come in to help with that, to expedite that process on our behalf. But where the bottleneck comes is Department of Justice and the fingerprints. That's out of our control. We get the prints, we send them off, and oftentimes we're done. Our paperwork's done, the interview's done. Everyone's fees are paid. Everything is waiting and hinging on those fingerprints to come back. And once they do, then we call that person right away and say, hey, you're clear. Come on in and pick up your certificate, so or your permit.
Yeah, that's on your initial permit. Okay, so you renew your permit. You go through a class. You go back and shoot again.
Right.
Sit through some updates on the laws and all this. Then after they shoot that day, what happens then?
So what we've... Again, due to COVID and other things, we've tried to be as responsible as we can and limit the exposure of our staff and the people that come in the office. So we've set a drop box outside. It looks like a blue mailbox. So that's outside of the front doors of our main office there on Park Marina Street and our Park Marina Circle. And you just can just come in. If there's no changes, if everything is the same, you're not adding or deleting a weapon, your address is the same, everything's the same. You just fill out the certificate or the renewal application, attach your certificate of completion of your renewal, and drop that in the box. And
a copy of your certificate?
Copy.
Or does it have to be the original?
I think it can be a copy.
Now,
and
remember, you still have to, have two pieces of paper. One is a certificate that you redid it, but the other one is a piece of paper, your qualification that shows that you fired your pistol and it's been signed off.
So right. Yeah, thank you.
Just to make sure that I'm on the same sheet.
Yep, we're tracking. So drop that in the slot. We go out, we collect that paperwork, process the necessary information to renew the permit, and then we call the person and have them come pick it up. So that's a pretty effortless
yeah, easy.
System. Again, if you're adding or deleting a gun, then you need to make an appointment so you can come in and do that. And typically that's the best time to do those type of things is because you're already paying the fee for the renewal certificate. So there's no increase or decrease. It's the same if you're going to add or delete a weapon. So those are typically the times that you want to do that.
How much does it cost to add or delete a weapon?
If you come in outside of or within that two-year window, oh, man. You're going to stump me here. I should know this off the top of my head.
I thought it was like $10.
It is. It's not
money.
An exorbitant fee.
Right.
But.
Well, Linda keeps buying new guns, and she wants to rotate them through. You know, it's kind of like
you want a new gun for every season.
Like, well, it's kind of like it's kind of like shoes or bags. No, Carl, you cannot wear this. No white after August. Okay, I've told you that. So anyway.
It's so trivial.
I tell you what, and then the problem of even finding guns to buy.
Oh, my
goodness. And just forget ammo.
It's funny you bring that up. So my son, who's in the military, was home for the holidays. First time he's been home for the holidays in 3 years. So out behind our house, we have a little range that we've made, and myself and some of the neighbors use it. And so he says, Dad, let's go shoot. You know, so we go out and... We do some target shooting, and I must admit, he is a phenomenal shot.
Oh, wow.
Might even be better than myself. So as we're doing that, it now turns into the typical father-son competition. So we go through several boxes of ammunition, and he says, Dad, we gotta step this up. We got to make it more challenging. We need to, figure out who's the best here. And as we progress, I keep finding myself returning to the house to get additional boxes of ammunition. And each time I'm doing so, I'm starting to weep a little bit, and I'm sweating, my stomach's turning, because I know I'm depleting my stash, and it's so hard right now to replenish ammunition.
Oh,
but I don't want
right.
to jeopardize and spoil this
yes,
father's
exactly.
time. But, oh, man, yeah, it's
for
hard
some
to
reason,
get ammo right now.
For some reason, I just kind of think that the sheriff's going to be able to get ammo. I just,
it's
I don't
hard
know.
For
call
it doesn't
me,
matter.
Call me
is.
Silly, but I think that... But here's the other thing. You're absolutely right because, we have people coming through the class.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't. But Ted Leidy is a far thinker. When all this stuff started, he started buying ammo and buying ammo and buying ammo. So now the number of rounds we fire is less. Instead of running like through a magazine, we'll run like three rounds to show what they're supposed to do, like the changing magazines, immediate action. Instead of running two magazines at this, we cut it back so that we can get people through so they have some ammo left. If we sell ammo there, it's just for the training portion, and then they can't take it with them. So we, you know, we'll sell 30s or 20s and like this to get people through the classes.
Right.
Because it's just so hard to get them.
Yeah, I was talking to another CCW instructor at the office yesterday afternoon, and he shared with me there was a student that came through his class that purchased a box of 9mm ammo and paid $80 for it.
What
should be, you know, an $8 box.
An $8 box. And I'm telling you, you're seeing them on websites, too, like Cheaper Than Dirt. Had a box of hardball 9mm for $42. And I'm
that's
thinking,
extortion.
Cheaper than dirt. No, it's cheaper than dirt.
That's
so
unfortunate.
It is, and it's unfortunate. But then you can get some others that you can find out there. Of course, you can't even leave the state to get it. So anyway, we have to take a break here with Sheriff Eric McGrinney. And Linda's going to be taking off and heading to
I'm going to be
the
in the mouth of the dragon.
She's heading down to Sacramento, and she's armed, and she's got a flag, and she's going to be there the Capitol.
Don't say that. No,
she's better to advertise a vehicle description and color.
In fact, you know, I know you guys are out there listening. No, she's not doing that. She's down to visit her parents and completely away from the Capitol building. So if you see her on TV tonight, they were out shopping.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
The moment I wake up, before I pull on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. And while combing my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike and Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gunsmoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk then. EO. Linda took off and she's heading down to Sacramento. She wants to get right in the middle of the riots down there. She's got a get out of jail free card issued to her by Sheriff McGreeny that she just has to flash to the local police down there.
Yeah. I'm sure that'll go real far.
Yeah. Get you an extra bologna sandwich.
Exactly. Yeah. An extra blanket.
Yeah. That's what they say. You want to wrap yourself in a blanket if you're in the Shasta County jail, by the way. If you're not a regular. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Hubert at Estate Granite has been doing this for 16 years. It's a veteran-owned business. He has got a special eye for detail and perfection. He can work on your schedule. You will be so happy. It's like truly like a work of art when he's working with granite, marble, slate, whatever, to redo bathrooms, kitchens, you name it. That's Mike Huber. He works on appointments only, so give him a call at 241-STONE. Learn more at estategranite.com. I'm here with Sheriff Eric McGreeny and Tim Mapes, who is the PIO of the Sheriff's Department, just came aboard. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Very happy to be here with the new boss, so thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for calling me boss. Oh, you mean...
Well, he stood up a little, about an inch taller when he said that.
You're not new to the county, of course. Tim's been over at Health and Human Services. We've worked together on that side.
Yeah, this is week three for me in this new position, similar position. Community Education Specialist mm-hmm. is actually the title, more commonly known, in the law enforcement realm as like a public information officer. And, you know, there is so much information out there these days with the media, social media as well. You really have to be on top of it. It can be a full-time job, and hopefully I can free up some time for some of the sworn officers to do their work when big things happen.
So have you always had like an officer doing this?
So, yeah, it's been a position that just kind of, a lot of times it falls on to the sergeant at the scene. And then if there's a big incident, we'll assign somebody. It could be the administrative sergeant. It could be a command staff member. But a lot of times it's difficult because you're trying to manage chaos at that initial onset. And then the media has their job to do, and they're wanting to get information out to the public. So... and we want to cooperate with that and get responsible information out. So a lot of times it's a dual role. And so now to have somebody dedicated that understands the job, that understands the role and has the relationships already with our media partners here in the North State. So this is an absolute positive. So when something is occurring, the command staff, the line supervisors, the staff can concentrate on the task at hand. And then we have somebody like
so
Ken that's not dedicated.
So you become the face on the TV then? When they're out there, does that mean 24 hours a day he's on call?
The phone has not rang yet, but I am told that it could. So I would be ready for that.
Yeah, and
you've got a great voice.
Thank you.
We'll hire him to do some voiceovers.
Yeah, and he had experience here with Channel 7 for over a decade. So he understands that side also and what the media is looking for and the needs. And a lot of times it's giving them that quick soundbite because they need to run back and to the station and get their story.
Everybody knows that soundbite is just nothing but truth.
Right. Always. So, and on the other side, a lot of it is when those critical incidents are not happening, it's that social media presence, it's the getting the information out. One, exploiting the good work the men and women of the sheriff's office do every single day. A lot of times, as Tim has described, you see the highlights, you see the lows, but it's that middle ground that kind of goes unrecognized, and we want to show that because we are doing great stuff every day, and we want to be able to educate the community into all the good work that's going on all the time. And a lot of times it's also pushing out that message in a more timely fashion as well. So when there is a fire, when there is a flood, whatever it might be, a natural disaster or other, road closures, if we're locking down a neighborhood, if we had an active shooter situation, he can be on Twitter or on whatever the social media platform is, getting that information out to the public right away. So that's going to be a benefit to our community as well.
Well, also, too, when we get into the fire season, we've got some more people we're hiring around here, too, so that we can run 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And we would expect a phone call from Tim, on a regular basis while we're doing updates.
Right.
So we could put him on the air live.
Yeah, absolutely. That timely information is so critical in those instances. And I think, as the sheriff was saying, the big thing is when you have the sworn staff that are out there trying to make those decisions, even to take that 30 seconds or a minute to walk over and not be paying attention to the emergency at hand can really be critical. And to have somebody that can have that information and can be talking to the reporters and say, hey, I can get you that information as soon as I can, and those command staff can still be making those decisions, it's just a win-win for the community.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're excited. You're going to see a lot more of a presence on social media. Again, advertising just a lot of the positives that we're doing each and every day. And
just when I dropped off.
Keeping the public educated of what's going on and what's coming up. That's important also. If there's different community events, if there's different things that the sheriff's office is involved in, and
well, let's just hope you don't get banned from Facebook.
Right. Yeah, that would
we'll try not to.
That would be a bad thing.
Yeah, you're talking about law enforcement there and all the good things could be banned. We're here with Sheriff Eric McGreeny and the Sheriff's Office, new public information officer, Tim Mapes, who has been in Reading a long time. And how long have you been in Reading?
Oh, I was born and raised. I am 44 years old. My parents moved up here in the 70s, just moved away for a little bit of time to go to college, and in the news business, also lived in Oklahoma, Florida for a time.
Sure.
But this has always been home. My family's from here. My wife grew up here as well, raising my kids here, and I'm here for the long haul.
Well, I guess so. I mean, you're not one of these newbies. So anyway, but Tim's been around. It's over at Health and Human Services, down over Channel 7. For a while, but Health and Human Services, where we worked with them, and then now is with the Sheriff's Office, and it's going to it brings a new level of things that you can accomplish out there.
Absolutely,
that takes the burden off of as a secondary mission for a sheriff's deputy or yourself even.
Right.
So you can hand that off and just tell them we need to do this. Yeah, no, it makes sense. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where many law enforcement people get their haircut. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments. It's a very safe atmosphere with disposable drapes, people are masked, sanitation of all levels there. So give them a call at 244-9478. It's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And they mean it. We'll be right back.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers. We got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters. And the veterans talk about their battle scars.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
We need
Radio.
Linda back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 96. I love this bar. You ever had a song that goes into your head and just stays there?
Oh, yeah.
And you find yourself humming it, then whistling it. I'm teaching a class. People are out there with guns, and I'm sitting there, I love this bar. You know, I'm watching them. Yeah. You know, so it's it's in my head. So I by Tim McGraw. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Carl and Linda left. She's heading on her way to Sacramento. No, not to join a protest, an armed revolt, but to go down and visit her parents. And today's weather, of course, is going to be sunny with a high near 67. Tonight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, sunny. Partly sunny with a high near 60. And then a 20% chance of showers on Thursday night. Friday, 30% chance of showers. Sunny on Saturdays. And Sunday, showers likely. Monday, a chance of rain and snow showers. And Monday night, same thing. So Tuesday, it's going to be rainy too. So we need the rain.
Yeah,
we need the rain.
Looking here, it was up to 3 days. Now it's back down to one. We're chance of snow.
Yeah.
I won't hold my breath, but
we'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better known business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Sheriff Eric McGree, the Shasta County Sheriff, and Tim Mapes, the new public information officer. But there's been two articles, and Tim's familiar with these, I think. From L.A. Times is the big one about how we're sitting on a powder keg of violence up here, that Carlos Palomino is going to gather thousands of people and surround the courthouse and is going to take the courthouse over, and they're all going to be wearing State of Jefferson shirts. And I mean, it's just, you know, it's, to me, it was such overblown. But are we sitting on a powder keg of violence here?
I don't see that here. I think we're still a responsible community. We have very patriotic citizens, and you know, the topics right now just seem so polarized when it comes to masks or vaccines or the virus. But it's okay to have a difference of opinion, but you know, making threats or calling out public officials' addresses, stuff like that's not appropriate, and we do take that stuff seriously. And you know, we've seen some people that are very vocal and upset at our board meetings, and it's okay to have an opinion and to be upset and to vocalize that. And if you need to get it out by, you know, raising your voice a little bit, again, that's the freedoms we have in this country. What is not allowed is any kind of violence or any kind of threats. But to answer your question, no, I don't see that. I mean, we have, again, we're a very conservative community, but what's interesting is, as these board meetings progress, and as we've seen things progress this last year, we have a large contingency that shows up at the board meetings and expresses their opinions. But I do see a lot of the written correspondence that comes to the board. A lot of it gets forwarded to me on different topics and issues. And there's a large majority that also feels the masks are appropriate and,
sure,
and we need to be responsible and social distancing. And I agree with all that. I mean, I think that for those that are able to do so and feel the need to do so, they shouldn't be shamed for wearing a mask. And I myself have struggled with the whole mask mandate. But then I think about, okay, if it's somebody out in the community, out in public, that feels like they need to do that to protect whatever their health or their ailment is,
yeah,
and if I can bring some comfort to them, then why not?
I think that's absolutely the right idea, because
right,
I wear a mask, mm-hmm, and I do it not so much for me, because it really doesn't, except that if you do cough and all those kind of things,
right,
you know, it can help. But it does ease people that do have underlying conditions or are out there.
Absolutely.
And when you go into some place and nobody's wearing it, even now when you go into a place and nobody's wearing it, you're kind of like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
And so, yeah, there's a lot of division on that. But I think what's more important is, what are we doing as a community, as our society, to help one another out and to help ease any angst or anxiety or, you know, whatever it is. So if that can help, then again, why not? But if you're not able to do so, you shouldn't be shamed for doing that either.
No.
To each their own, but let's just be cognizant of each other, because that's all we have when this day is done, is our community.
And this too will pass.
Right, and it will. And I think, you know, we saw the numbers come out yesterday. Granted, it was over holiday weekend, but those numbers really have gone down. And so I'm hoping that we're starting to see that light at the end of the tunnel. With the vaccines rolling out,
Lyndon, I've gotten our first shot.
Did you?
Yeah, we got our first shot.
I know they're offering it to, I think, first responders this week. We've already given it to, for those that want it.
There was like 860 people last Saturday.
Up at Benton.
Yeah. You know, first responder, or medical first responders and older people.
Yeah, and we had earlier, you know, several weeks ago, some of our staff in the correctional facility, because it's a congregate setting, were able to get vaccinated if they chose to do so. So I really hope that as we start turning this corner and seeing the light at the end of the tunnel here, that we can resume some normalcy. And this community has always been strong. We've seen that. They've been resilient. And, you know, with the fire and Snowmageddon, things we've already
talked
about.
Everybody needs to take a damn deep breath.
Exactly.
And I know that's what you'd love to say, but that's what it is
right.
We need to take a step back and remember who we are. We're from Redding, and Redding is, and Shasta County is, a bubble of common sense in this state.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to give each other a break here too. The new board of supervisors.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic.
All of a sudden, the 3-2 has changed.
It has. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how things progress as we go through this year. Again, talking about just being patient with one another and moving forward and putting county business first. We're hoping that we can still continue to move in a positive direction. But, when it comes back to this virus, it just seems like things are so polarized and divided, and that's not who we are. That's not who Shasta County is. So I know it's this angst and has caused that to a certain degree, but we're better than that, and we need to move past that and, again, move in a positive direction, because there's a lot of good that goes on here in this community. There's a lot of good people in this community. You know, I've talked about it before. You know, my wife and I like to travel. We have a travel trailer, and we've gone and we've visited my son in Montana. We've visited family and friends in Idaho and in different parts of the state, or western states. And you go there and you go, oh man, there's some positive things about those communities, you know, no sales tax or cheaper gas or whatever it is. But at the end of the day, when we return to Shasta County, when we return home and we drop in, whether it's coming in off 299 or coming southbound on I-5 and you come into the valley, and you see, it's just like, oh, man, we still have it good here. We have a great community, so much to offer with, you know, the mountains on three sides, the ocean, you know, 2.5-3 hours away, depending on how fast you drive. You have the river, the lakes. You know, we are blessed here in this community. So, and we have, again, living here my whole entire life, this is a good spot. It really is.
I think so. You know, I mean, both Linda and I have always moved around. This is the longest by far.
Yeah, we were talking about that at break.
By a decade, okay? By a decade living in one spot.
Wow.
I've never lived, you know, we've lived here now since I moved here after I got out in 07. And so what is it, 13
Linda
years?
I think Linda said
she was here
05.
At the end of 05.
Yeah.
And so that's over, you know, over a decade that I've never lived anywhere for more than 3 years of my life.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, this is a special place.
Yep.
And I understand why Tim came back, and he didn't have to either. I mean, there's a lot of people don't have to. I just ran into a guy that's, you know, a construction company. Mm-hmm. He's moving back up here from Marin County, and he's from here.
Yep.
And he goes, I've just had it down there.
Oh, I know. I have some friends in real estate, and it's just.
Oh, it's crazy.
Things are going like gangbusters right now.
So how's the hiring going? I just thought I saw a new deputy.
Yeah, so we just sworn a new correctional deputy in the jail yesterday, and we're still hiring. If you want a career in law enforcement, what a great opportunity.
And you can't discriminate about age or gender or non-gender or
not
any of those things, right?
Nor would we want to, but no, we don't. And you know, even if you have no experience, and I know we've hit on this before, and I'm going to keep plugging every time I come on this show, if you have no experience at all, but you want to pursue a career in law enforcement, and we're hiring in our jail as correctional deputy, we will pay for your training, we'll send you to the necessary classes to get you certified, and then on the patrol side, on the sworn deputy side, we're also hiring. We did get a new lateral from Butte County, who mm-hmm. is from Bernie. He and his wife are both from Bernie. They're Just got hired and is starting in Bernie, so that's a positive for the community up there. We're still looking and actively recruiting for both Lakehead and Shingletown as resident and deputy posts. So we have openings, and we would love to have you apply. So,
are you looking at me specifically?
Yeah, or? I always look at you and smile because you say force multiplier, right?
Yeah.
You would be one.
We're here, of course, with Sheriff Eric McGreeny. Thanks, Sheriff, for being with us. And he brought along Tim Mapes, who's a new PIO, who, if you've got questions about things that are going on, just give Tim a call, and he'll be able to lay out all the stuff for it. Gosh, it's a wild and crazy place out there. And appreciate you coming in.
No, always appreciate the opportunity. I was just thinking here today why it feels like it's been a while since I've seen you.
Well,
I remembered Barron hosted the show last month when
that's
I was
right,
on.
That's
he
right.
did a great job, by the way.
Well, so. You know, our guest hosts are just super.
Yes, they
are. In fact, I have no problem with